Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I like that answer from Breslow. It's like, no, Cora.
Yeah, you weren't on this. You weren't surprised.
You think you're going to worm your way out of this one. No chance, Cora. Oh, no, Alex is on. Alex was in the loop. Alex is on board. Yeah. He knew about it. He's no better manager for it. Oh, that was a calculated move by Breslow. And in fairness to Cora, who you'll hear on WEEI Afternoon scheduled.
5:15.
Thank you for 5:15 today. You'll hear that on WEEI. Cora, to his credit, almost immediately after the Zoom wrapped up, he did like a 4 or 5 minute pregame sit down with the reporters in Seattle. And he said, yeah, no, we had meetings all along. He's like, you know, I didn't know it was about to happen right then and there, but I was kept in the loop on this and I knew about it. And good, connect Cora to this because Cora is a big problem with all of this. And let's see how he does after the fact. Like, you asked me this yesterday, Keith. Is Cora happy that Devers is gone? My initial reaction was no. I am starting to wonder if even he was done with the whole experience, and it's easier now to just fill out a lineup card and deal with the guys who actually want to be here as opposed to a guy like Devers. I wasn't sure about I didn't think that was the case yesterday. Today I'm not sure.
Because I feel like out of Cora, Breslow, and Henry, the one that wants to win in 2025 the most is Cora. The one that would like to win but also save money is Henry. And then Breslow is sort of a little bit of both, where I think because of these prospects and because of some of the young guys that are on the roster, he had that line last year that still bugs me about, like, you don't want to steal away, like, you don't want to take away future wins for current wins. Yep. He had some line like that where you're like, ugh. So I think he's probably more thinking about even the 2026 team. And I know yesterday he said, well, I don't know, we can win now and in the future. But so going back to taking Devers out, as much as a turd in the punch bowl as he was in the locker room, taking out 15 dingers, 58 RBI from the two hole in the lineup, I think bothers Cora the most. But he now has less questions, less headaches. It's easier to even fill out his roster in, like, you know, those moments where he wants to get everybody in the lineup or whatever. Like, he has a little bit more flexibility to do it. But I think he is going to miss having that guy in the lineup, which he's had every year he's been a manager.
Well, and you said this earlier, and it's true. I mean, Cora has pulled off a neat trick where he's the one who was pushing for Bregman.
Yeah.
Thinks he's a perfect player.
Literally.
Perfect person.
Yep.
Which is what he told the Greg Hill Show back in spring. And he's the one pushing for him, and yet Breslow's the bad guy when it comes to the communication on Rafi Devers and everything else. Or Devers and Breslow and that whole thing in the offseason. So, no, look, I think Cora's job in some respects is easier. You don't have to deal with the sideshow. You don't have to get asked about it every single day. He does want Bregman here. This makes it easier for Bregman to be a leader on this team. Not to say that Bregman didn't have any of those leadership qualities or wasn't leading some of the young players, which he was, but it's easier to do it in the absence of Rafael Devers, who I'm sure some people were loyal to in the clubhouse and the only holdover aside from Cora who would won a championship in 2018. So I do think empowering Bregman is something that Cora would get on board with, too. You got to get him back there in the lineup and do that sooner rather than later. And it does make it easier when the young kids are hitting, which, by the way, none of them really are. Anthony hit a home run last
night.
He's hitting under 100, though,
since
he came up. What did we say? Myers hitting 208?
Yeah, like 20 something like
and
that.
Christian and Campbell's 227.
He's smoking it at 227, get the best average on the team. He's the one that looks the most lost somehow, and yet he has the best average out of the three. So it's a work in progress. They're all a little cold right now. You do have Anthony and Meyer hitting 3 and 5 in your lineup. So that's the other part of it. Like, the timing is, you know, we talked about the timing of the Devers trade because it was right after the sweep of the Yankees, but also you don't have Bregman back yet. If Bregman's in this lineup, it doesn't look quite as bad, and you're not putting as much pressure on the young guys, but he's not in there yet. So when you're looking up and down, you're like, eventually Narvaez and Toro and Story, like, they're going to cool off eventually. And maybe they already have. I mean, they had 4 hits last night. But their pitching staff has been, like, they blacked out, like they're Will Ferrell in old school.
Here's a direct text to you, Keith, that people just don't get it.
No, they
Keith, come on. Don't say stupid crap. When Raffy is in the lineup, Cora has a very simple lineup to put together. Raffy's the DH. Where's the difficulty in that?
Okay, there are other positions, and they're sort of blocked. They would like to use the DH for other spots, especially when you don't have Bregman or Casas for an extended period of time. So, you know, they have a bunch of outfielders that they want to play, for example. Can you play all your outfielders? Or no, you can only play three because Devers is kind of clogging it up. So, no. Yeah.
So
he has put him in pen because he has no flexibility. Everybody else will be willing to move spots.
It'll become more complicated when Bregman comes back, assuming everybody stays with the big club. Campbell, Anthony, Meyer, etc.
Well, I mean, good Lord, you can't send any of those. I mean, maybe Campbell.
Campbell is still a maybe to me. The other two now need to be here.
Not that we have to do this today, but if Bregman was available right now, does Meyer move to second base? Where do you play Meyer?
I would play Meyer at short and move Story to second, but I bet Meyer would
okay,
go to
second. Either way, your middle infield's the same, yes. And Campbell's out. Because I think
in the case of last night,
well,
as I say, in the case of last night, Hamilton was the guy who actually replaced Devers. And so to me, I would start getting Anthony at DH. Like, if Cora really feels like you got to work him out before games
once you
and
get
walk
Abreu
him through
back,
all the drills.
Right?
Yeah, like that. This is where I'm going with that. I would get Anthony at DH even short term before Abreu comes back, but certainly when he's back.
Can't even feel ground balls out there.
And so
isn't that the reason to have him in the field, though, so we can actually get reps?
Yes and no.
You don't want him to be your permanent DH forever.
No, but for this year, you can do it. I mean, you didn't want Bogaerts to be your third baseman in 13, and you know,
right.
That's what you had to do.
At least he's actually in the field then. Okay. He's actually taking ground balls.
I'd much rather they slow play Anthony defensively than slow play him against lefties, which I now think they're not going to do anymore.
But also, is Anthony going to be your long-term right fielder? Isn't he more of a left fielder?
Yeah, so I get what you're asking, Nick. Like, it's about development, but to me, the way to balance development and winning now with him specifically is have him DH a majority of the time. That doesn't mean you never play in the field, but that's probably the easiest spot because when all the outfielders are healthy, assuming they're all here, Duran, Rafaela, Abreu, Anthony shouldn't play over any of those guys in the outfield from a defensive standpoint. So the most logical spot is DH.
So, if you end up DHing him, then Campbell pretty much has to go down. Or you revisit him playing first base, which he already volunteered.
Yeah.
And Devers didn't like that.
Devers got all mad about it. So, no, there are ways to make that happen. Rafaela doesn't need to be in the lineup every single day to me. You could balance that with Anthony.
And then we were all excited for a Yoshida return. Turns out that can't happen for a while. So,
no.
Because that's another guy that's all he does is really clog up DH. Although you don't have to play him every day, which obviously you were
Devers. You say had to put Devers in the lineup every day.
No, but like you wanted to put him in the lineup every day. Yoshida, you can pick and choose.
I get what you mean. Do you think they're done? And I don't mean with, like, trade activity. Of course, they're going to make more trades leading up to the deadline, I would imagine. I'm not talking the Danny Jansen-level trades and things like that.
Oh, my God. Better than that.
Do you think they're done subtracting? Meaning, like, could they still move Duran or Abreu now that Devers is gone?
No.
Will there be more dominoes? Or was getting rid of Devers a way of keeping those two as opposed to moving those
two? Breslow did have a line in there last night during the Zoom where he was talking about, like, I figured he was alluding to like more moves or like the finished product or whatever, but like what jumped out to me was, all right, they're not done, and I don't think that's just moving around prospects, because even though they don't have 26 all-stars on their current active roster, they have a lot of guys that should play almost every day. So I could see them moving on from a few more. Like, what is their ideal outfield? And you don't want to go too thin. Like, you don't want to then risk an injury and now, you know, Ref Snyder's in there against righties every night. Like, you don't want to do that. Like, you do have to have some sort of depth in place. But, no, I if they traded Devers, yeah, they could trade anybody. It's like with the Bruins. As soon as the Bruins trade Marchand, of course, they could trade anybody.
Well, sure,
at that
point. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think it's more likely.
I think Willy Abreu or Jaren Duran, one of those guys could get traded.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Still?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, I would trade Abreu in the right deal. I think this is a sign Duran's here, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I would move Abreu in the right deal, but I'm no longer itching to do that. Like, I would want them to deal from their prospects for pitching now. That's not what I want them to do. Not off the big club. From their prospect list, AAA, you know, not even AAA, just the minor leagues. I would want them to deal from that pool as opposed to off the big club now that Devers is gone.
Yeah, it's just, so if they're ever all healthy, and this may solve itself because maybe you just go through a year where you never are completely healthy. But there's going to be a time where even with the flexibility now with DH, either Abreu or Anthony or somebody, probably Anthony, I guess, won't be in the field. So you have to figure out that. And then you're choosing between Meyer and Campbell at second. And then it's like, all right, do they stay with the club or do they go to the minors? But if you trade Abreu or Duran, that kind of frees things up a little bit more. That's a little bit easier to sort of pencil in your lineup every day. And with a guy like that, you might actually get a real return. You might get a real pitcher in your lineup.
You might. Rotation. I don't think Duran is a problem, meaning like in the clubhouse. I mean, he's had some incidents with fans for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think
he is. But I don't think he's a problem in the clubhouse.
He's cheap. Like, you're not paying these guys anything. So that'd be one reason to say Henry does keep
all
the
cheap well into his 30s, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the only guy they're really paying real money to would be Bregman on a year-to-year basis, and then Trevor Story makes solid money.
Which, and that is unconscionable. Like, they need to, and I'll believe it when I see it, but they need to start throwing around money in the offseason, because it shouldn't just, hey, we moved $250 million, we didn't get much of a return for Devers, even though I'm happy he's gone, and we're just going to count that money, count those savings. It shouldn't be that. So they need to start spending this offseason, although, again, I don't want to give them credit for it before they do it. Since we brought up Duran, did you read it all into the clubhouse reaction to Devers being gone? Like, specifically Duran?
Yeah, and it might just be his personality, but he was just sort of like, wow, he's gone. And like, you know, whatever, kind of on with the next thing.
He didn't exactly sound broken up.
No, no. And, you know, there's definitely a part of you that would say, all right, these guys do play for the team still. They're not going to, like, burn it down. They're not going to go crazy. So what do you want them to say? However, you go back a couple years when Christian Vasquez got traded away, Xander Bogaerts, of all people, and a few others were very vocal about it. We've heard guys, even Devers, like through his interpreter, or like Kenley Jansen a couple years ago, we've seen guys, when they're upset with a move by the team, voice their displeasure. You didn't get that with Devers.
I mean, Devers did.
Devers specifically
did it.
Here,
yeah.
But like, no, so, I don't, unless I missed somebody and I read a bunch of the comments and heard a bunch of the comments, I don't think anybody
was all that upset
that he was gone.
No.
I mean, not surprised.
I mean, here's the thing. The guy was selfish and wouldn't move positionally. He was selfish and wouldn't hustle. Like, Kennedy said something that caught my ear last night. He's like, let me get the exact wording on it. But it was something like, and it was right in his opening statement. We played it a couple of different times. But it was something like, we reached an inflection point over the last week. And I'm like, a week ago pretty much was that incident on Sunday Night Baseball where, oh, maybe he's dealing with something. Maybe he's not. Why did he hustle? Did he not? Why do you care? I mean, if we're trying to pinpoint what the inflection point was, that might have been one where they're like, guys, it's national TV. It's our rival. And this guy can't even be bothered to hustle down to first base on a play that he probably would have beaten it out and given himself an RBI just by hustling down the line. He can't even bother with that. He already told John Henry he won't move around. Never mind, he's upset about Christian Campbell not moving to second base, moving to first base, and all these other things.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think that might have been the final straw, which sounds ridiculous. And I bet guys like Duran, if there's anything they don't respect about Devers, it's that. I mean, if Duran is motoring around the bases, he's hustling everything out. And I wonder if that was a final straw for some guys on the team. Like, okay, you don't want to move. They lied to you. I get it. You can't hustle down to first base. That might have been a bigger one on the team within the clubhouse than we give it credit for. And Kennedy saying that caught my ear last night.
So he also had a quote Jaron Duran did where he's like talking about Devers. He's like, yeah, he's a great player, but at the end of the day, it's how many guys? 26? That's just one guy. So we've got 25 other guys that were willing that were pulling the same line to win those series. So like sort of being like, all right, we're good. Like we still have a team here, recognizing that he was a good player or a great hitter. But like, we're all right. We're not gonna, you know, fall apart.
Not for nothing. I bet Duran looks at it too and goes, I'm not that far off from Devers. In fact, I had a better year than Devers just a year ago. I have more top 10 MVP finishes than this guy.
He had a better season last year than Devers.
So
he also had a line too where he's like, trades happen all the time, which is like, okay, which is true, but you're like, all right, this is the longest tenured member of the team. This is a guy that's the only tie to the last time the Red Sox won a World Series, and he gets traded right after you sweep a series, right before you're about to start a road trip, and they're like, yeah, it happens. I don't know. That's pretty telling.
Well, and so I wonder too, he's like, trades happen. Maybe that is insight into he knows he could be getting dealt at any point
in
time.
I mean, yeah, maybe have the same energy.
So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. You got Ball. And you got the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, scheduled for
5:15.
5:15. Scheduled for 5:15. We'll hear his thoughts on the Rafael Devers trade and the events of the last, 48-plus hours. We also will get you the latest, in trending with Billy Lanny. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag. The original
taught, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I just sit on my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, I know Abdullah is son. My voice is exact, like racking pinion in a jack. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag, and it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the things we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program here. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. NBA Finals last night, Jones. People are calling it the Jalen Williams game.
J-Dub.
He had a monster performance. 40 points. Nice. Put up a 40-burger on the Pacers. So they take a commanding 3-2 series lead. They covered the number. I think it was, 8.5? They've covered the last couple of wins, by the way. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet, is there going to be a game 7 in the series?
I say no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought
probably
it was
all up
be...
to Halliburton, how healthy Halliburton
well,
is.
Well, that's a big factor. Yeah. And, like, you know, there are some elements coming into play. We talked about this earlier. Where OKC is similar to Boston a year ago. SGA is not the finals MVP, and it is Jalen Williams. I'll have some questions there.
Yeah.
Although he was the regular season MVP, the actual MVP. If Halliburton doesn't play game 6, I mean, there is an element, too, of like, it was 2-2. Halliburton already hit a buzzer beater against you, and then he was hurt for 2 straight games. That is similar to the Celtics from a year ago.
Yeah, it is. I do think the Thunder win the series. I don't feel strongly about game 6, but I don't see the Pacers winning either next two.
What they do, they do just clamp down defensively for long stretches where
they got the torture chamber.
They do.
Once you get in the torture chamber,
and
forget it.
This is something you could see if you watch the regular season games, Celtics and OKC. This is something you could see in both those games. OKC will go on these like 30 to 5 runs, 25 to 3 runs. They go on these ridiculous runs where they just clamp you down defensively and you can't do anything about
it. So I was already like, Thunder, you know, pretty good. I know you were saying before the playoffs began, you would have taken the Thunder in a series against the Celtics.
Yes.
After seeing what we've seen for both teams, and let's just for giggles, we'll say Tatum's healthy, would they have beaten the Pacers? Do you think the Celtics would have beaten the Pacers in a 7-game series?
I still say yes, but that would be
that's
a tougher series than I would have thought. And that's, to your point, even with a healthy Tatum.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Grab back.
Stanley Cup final. It could be over tonight. The cup will be in the building, as they say.
Yeah, with the creepy cup guy.
Yeah. He's wearing gloves. I don't know what he's doing there.
Who knows what those gloves have seen.
Panthers and my guy Brad Marchand just one win away. This game is in Florida. Puck drop at 8:00. Is this over tonight? And does Brad Marchand win the Conn Smythe?
Ooh, yes, no.
So they win it
to channel my inner Glenn. Yes, no. They do win the cup tonight. Okay. I don't think Marchand. I want Marchand to win the Conn Smythe. I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, we looked this up. Sam Bennett.
Do you want him to win Conn Smythe?
I don't want them to win. I want the Oilers to win.
Okay,
so no.
But wouldn't it be?
Connor McDavid to win.
It is kind of funny for the Bruins to try. It's like Bruce.
For me.
The second Bruce Cassidy leaves,
he didn't call for your job.
Okay, but
it's very personal with me.
But I think it kind of makes your point if he goes out and wins the Conn Smythe. Where it's
my point's already been made.
No, but
people can either choose to believe
it or not.
But
even more so, you could be the guy was the eventual Conn Smythe winner, and he was checked out here.
Yeah, he was.
I think it makes your point even more. I think there's reason for you specifically to root for it.
Apparently, Courtney.
Oh?
Called me out yesterday about, this is what I heard.
Oh, no.
I was listening, so I must have missed this part. She called me out because Martian's doing well. She's like,
do you want to hear it?
You have it?
Yeah, I guess.
Brad Marchand may very well win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
I mean,
who else would
change
you give
the scenery?
To?
It might be Sam Bennett, to be fair. He has like 15 goals in the playoffs.
All right,
is that a swing and a miss by Rich Keefe? I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
I mean, he's not with Pasta anymore. And he's playing better. Isn't that a check for Rich Keefe?
Didn't he say he was kind of like washed? I don't know.
No, I think he said him and Pasta had a bad relationship. That was the report.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're
welcome.
One of the better
Jeez.
Deals end of season deals that a team has done, that Panthers deal, getting him. I mean,
yeah, this is how you lose a job.
Good trade. Yeah, I don't believe you ever called him washed.
I never did. So this is what's frustrating.
Oh.
So she doesn't believe my report, but she doesn't even know what it is. How could she possibly think I'm wrong? She doesn't know what it is.
I think she knew parts of it. I think
no,
she maybe,
but honestly, yeah. Like there are people that choose to believe what I said or not, but did I ever say Marshawn was washed?
I don't
and
recall
she's
it.
Trying to like go retroactively be like, well, she's like, I know I'm wrong all the time when I try to like get in with these different scoops. I'm wrong every single time. I thought Sam Kennedy was buying the Celtics, for God's sakes. But I said Marshawn was washed. Now you're just changing it. It was actually more about Pasternak in like the locker room than
correct.
Anything else.
Correct. So
she's like, "Oh, is this a swing and a miss?" No, it's not.
Marchand playing well.
It's
there.
Now more of a home run. It's like a 6-run homer. It was a grand slam before. It's now a 6-run homer.
It makes your point even more. That's why I'm saying
that's frustrating to hear. That
I think you should be rooting for him to win the contest.
Yeah,
fine.
And there's disdain in her voice.
Oh, there was definitely disdain. Yeah,
I don't know what her problem is.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's definitely disdain there.
There was.
Twitch chat is right. Shime, real ride or die, though.
Shime, hell yeah. Shime's my guy.
Shime was in there.
Shime's like, no.
Riding.
Yeah, yeah. Riding. And good Sam Bennett stats by Shime. He's also sure. Diving in with that.
That's true. I don't know who else would win it. Well, maybe well, that the was, favorite, Sam Bennett.
That was frustrating.
Okay.
Man, you hate to hear it.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Key. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag.
How about that? Red Sox in action tonight. Trying to make it 7 in a row.
Ooh.
I've lost count. 9-2 since I got my City Connect. Yep. They're trying to make it 7 in a row. They're going to send Walker Buehler to the mound against the Mariners, 9:40 first pitch, 8:40 pregame here on WEEI.
I couldn't believe when you told me today they're back in a play. I stopped looking at the standings because they were so far
team.
Out of them. I knew they
You're
were over 500.
Red Sox.
I didn't realize
playoff
they woke up
team.
Today, number yep. 3 wild card, first day without Rafael Devers. What do you know?
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Shohei Ohtani pitched for the first time this season last night, and he reached 100 miles per hour on the gun. He pitched one inning.
What? Yeah, why? I saw that today. I was
just to prove that he could.
I knew he was supposed to pitch. I saw he pitched one inning. I don't even get it.
Yeah, he gave up a run on 2 hits, 28 pitches.
Like, but what?
I don't know.
If all he can throw is an inning, why not?
They still won the game.
Why not just wait until he can throw like 4 or 5? I don't even get it.
Threw 100, though.
I mean, that's sweet. Don't get me wrong. I like that a lot.
Gas.
I do like that a lot.
I mean, you can't really rehab a Simon Ohtani.
Yeah, what are you going to do? He's like, you kind of need his bat
kinda
in the lineup.
Has to pitch him for an inning, then maybe
well, you
two.
Don't. He hasn't pitched at all, so you can
have
him.
They're getting him going.
Yeah, I know, but you can have him like work on sides and things like that to get his stamina up.
I don't know.
Jeez.
Grab bag.
Giancarlo Stanton back for the Yankees. Made his debut. Went 2-for-4 for the Yanks.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. He's back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's back.
Boy, oh, boy. Lots going on while I'm snoozing, I got to tell you. Okay.
Wake up.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
How about Arkansas starting pitcher Gage Wood?
Heck yeah, I saw this.
Threw the 3rd ever college baseball World Series no-hitter. 19 strikeouts.
That's what I like. 19
Holy
Ks.
Holy mackerel.
Who was he punching out? Who'd they play?
Murray State.
The Racers.
Take that, John Morant. John Morant's going to be pissed.
Yeah, in your face. Not
a 3-0 for Arkansas. 19 punch outs and threw a no hitter in the college
like
series.
I like that.
That is pretty
Red Sox,
awesome.
Go get him.
Yeah.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Just kind of ends there at the end.
Cuts off.
Very good. All right. Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag? No, not yet.
Some grab bag.
He's always trying to ice skate uphill.
All right, the Red Sox did win yesterday, so that means we have the Hogdale call of night.
Nice.
Roman Anthony just got his first career bomb, and like I basically missed it. Wamow. Roman Anthony, man, it is his era. It's a sign. You know what? This is the sign. This is his era. This is his era. Let the coming of his name be sung in the halls, Roman Anthony! Claim your throne, for this is your era! The Roman Empire, it is here.
Okay, I mean, look, I like the...
Yeah.
I like the soliloquy there.
Yeah,
but I just
good.
He missed the home run. Now, I missed the home run last night. I let my dog out. I came back in, and I was like, wait a minute, what's Cavi? He's circling the bases.
Yeah, what's your dog doing?
But,
take a little tinkle.
He's going to urinate.
Yeah, I got you.
It was late enough. He was getting ready for bed.
Right.
But what I don't get, what's Hogdale's excuse? He's like, he's calling
Hogdale
the game.
Took a break. He's calling the game.
He
missed all the offense from the game. I don't know.
I'm just sitting at my house.
Listen.
I got to hear the
Roman Anthony just got his first career bomb, and like I basically missed it.
You don't think Vince Scully ever missed a dong? You think Vince Scully ever left the booth for a minute and missed like a Eric Karros home run?
And maybe now I'm asking too many questions.
Yeah,
because I know there's some wild stuff going down in his Twitch chat. But like,
what? Vince Scully's?
No, in Hogdale's.
Oh, Hogs. Yeah.
But what if Hogs got a? What if he has to go take a bathroom break? Like, how does that work?
Wizinator.
Is that what
you think?
He's that committed?
Just go Wizinator.
I wouldn't.
Or like that. Remember that lady that drove cross country to like confront her boyfriend who was having an affair?
Yep.
She just wore a diaper.
That's how you do
She's
it.
She's like, I can't stop for
you
a bathroom break.
You
every
stay
second
committed.
Counts.
Because you don't know, it's baseball. It could be a two-hour game. It could be a five-hour game. You have no idea. You're signed up for it. I bet. You're right. Hog's committed enough.
Hog, I would say, is absolutely committed. No, that's is one thing we know about this guy.
Grab bag.
All right. Top NBA performer from last night.
I know who it is.
Was it T.J. McConnell?
Nope.
18 points?
Good game.
4 assists?
Good game, they lost.
Was it Carson Wallace?
Kaysen?
11. Kaysen Wallace. 11 points?
No.
2 boards?
Kaysen and McKenzie.
Was it Pascal Siakam? 28 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists?
No.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 31 points, 10 assists?
Nope.
Or was it Jalen Williams? 40 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists.
I would say yes, J-Dub, for sure.
Yeah, it was probably that.
I heard you struck my son.
Yes, sir, I did.
And may I ask why?
Yeah, well, because he stole John Wick's car, sir, and killed his
grab bag.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that to John Wick. Who was the best baseball performer from last night? Jones, was it?
This is a long tease, by the way.
Yeah. Could it have been? Hunter Goodman, 2 for 4, 2 home runs.
Could be.
3 RBI.
Not ruling it out.
Was it Mickey Moniak, 2 for 4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored?
Moniak.
Was it Trey Turner, 3 for 5, home run, 2 RBI?
Yeah.
Was it Ryan Pepio, 8 innings, 1 run allowed, 11 punchouts?
Pretty nice.
Or was it Lucas Giolito, 6 scoreless innings with 10 Ks.
Give it to Lucas Giolito.
You get closer to that monitor every day.
I think the font's getting smaller.
Yeah, no,
I think they're playing games with the screens.
That's definitely what it is. I'm going Giolito, especially since I was so skeptical yesterday. I'll give the man credit.
Okay.
Good outing.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former Mariner who also pitched for the Blue Jays and Dodgers.
Okay.
Spent 11 years in the majors with just those 3 teams, Mariners, Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Starter?
Reliever. Reliever, although one-time closer and one-time All-Star.
Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
Oh. No.
Oh, good one.
One-time All-Star. He
one-time All-Star.
Broke into the bigs.
That sounds like Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
It does. It is not.
Okay.
He was a second-round pick in the 2001 MLB June amateur draft.
He
made his debut in 2004 and hung it up after the 2014 season. Made his All-Star appearance with Seattle.
Okay, what year?
He was a Seattle Mariner All-Star in 2011.
This should be
where he had a career high 37 saves.
Nice. Oh, Arthur Rhodes.
No. This guy only had 74 career saves.
So he burned real hot.
Yeah, it was real good for 1 year.
We said this name before. I don't think the teams all fit. Greg?
What was his name?
Yeah, Kevin Greg? What is his name?
Was it Greg?
Yeah, Greg. No. Two G's.
No, there's no Greg involved here.
Kevin Greg?
No. It wasn't him? Not a Kevin or a Greg.
I was trying to cover all my bases there, which was one.
Greg Kevin? Greg. Was it Greg Kevin? What do we got?
I got nothing.
Nicknames?
Let's take a look.
Yeah, you got nicknames over there?
Let's take a look.
Oh, wow.
No.
Hang on. Does the Twitch chat have it? Because this is a good name.
Yeah.
Brandon League?
He got it.
I do remember him. You could have given me thousands of guesses. No chance.
That's pretty good.
But Brandon League.
For coming up with that 30 seconds ago, that's pretty good. Brandon League literally had half of his saves in one season.
Wow.
Made it count and then was kind of a bum after that.
I feel like he threw some smoke. Was he in a big trade? Was Brandon League part of a big transaction?
Yeah, that's probably true.
That fits perfectly with the Devers stuff.
It really is. It could have been in our Tier Tuesday.
I thought he was in a highly touted guy in a big trade.
He got traded for Brandon Morrow in 09.
That's not it.
Is that a hockey player?
Brandon Morrow? No.
Brandon Morrow I did like, though.
Brandon Morrow, the baseball player, was good.
Yeah.
Because he was like Sale. Was he going to be a closer? Was he going to be a starter? What is he going to be?
Yeah.
Affected his fantasy value.
Turns out nothing.
Nice. Stunk.
Turns out he didn't really give you anything.
Dude, Brandon League made $30 million.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
How is that true? You sneak your way onto one All-Star team.
Just residuals?
I guess. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works out.
Brandon Morrow? Is that making a big trade?
Yeah,
I just said that, Bill. Jesus.
Oh, get in line. You did it to me twice earlier.
All right, that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937. That's how you hear WEEI Afternoons with Fitzy and Hart. They'll talk to Alex Cora at 5:15. We'll get you the clip du jour coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Up next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we are talking about last night's big Zoom press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Involving Craig Breslow, Sam Kennedy, and all of the Red Sox reporters. Also, Zoom came up again in the June Lee story. Craig Breslow, according to reports, fired a scout who referred to Craig Breslow as a effing stiff.
Yeah, the other Craig.
He thought
Moshe was fired by Craig Breslow.
Because he thought the Zoom meeting was over and had not actually concluded.
Correct.
So people heard this. So that just got us talking about some Zooms.
As the meeting wrapped, his voice cut through a quiet moment. "Thanks, Brez, you effing stiff," Moshe said. That's according to two team sources, June Lee reports.
Zoom gets another one.
The words landed like a grenade.
Yeah.
And Breslow fired Moshe. Moshe did not respond to requests for comment.
Although not as bad as that one guy. Remember the writer, though?
I was just going to say. If you want a Mount Rushmore of Zoom accidents.
That guy.
Jeff Toobin? Is that who that
Toobin.
Was? He was Toobin away.
Jeff Toobin, like, we done here?
Great.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it'll be a home run.
Let me get to work here. Yeah. So the Zoom just ended. What are you doing? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are you doing?
That guy came back on the air, though. They brought him back, I think.
Tubes? He was back?
And it's like one of the most awkward interviews ever because the lady interviewing him is like, all right, we're not going to like hide from this. So she basically is like, last time we saw you, basically, we
you
saw
all of you
going to town, treating your body like an amusement park. And he was like, what? So that's worse. That's worse. You can't really come back from that. Although this guy did lose his job for calling him a stiff.
They had Toobin back on.
They did. He came back on because he's like a political consultant or something like that. I don't even know what he does. Yeah. He's like a writer. And there's like a clip of it where he like is on a show and he's like, all right, let's talk about politics. And she's like, all right, hold on.
Hang on, we got,
before we do that,
we got some bigger fish to fry here.
And she's like, it just like,
our audience can't unsee what
she's
just
like,
happened.
Bam! Throws his phone on the ground. She kind of goes overboard in his return. But I mean, he bounced back. You know, people have short memories, they move on.
I do think, I know it's not a Mount Rushmore Monday, but I do think Craig Moshe is on the Mount Rushmore of Zoom fails with Jeffrey Toobin. I do think that's safe to say.
Yeah, Zoom's tough. And you thought people got the hang of it. Like in 2020, 2021, you're still kind of figuring it out.
I am like always still nervous about that. Like anytime I'm on like a Zoom, I'm like, can they see me? And I don't realize they can see me. Am I logged out? Is my mic on? I'm concerned the other way too. I'm like, can they not hear me? Is my stupid mic not working?
Yeah.
Like I still get concerned about all of it, but you like to think people by now have a good grasp on it, but not Craig Moshe.
Also, the risk reward on that, you know, trying to get a zinger in on your boss on the Zoom, like, great, one guy maybe chuckles. What are you getting at?
I have seen some of this too. People are like, oh, well, he should have thicker skin than that. Breslow, it's like,
yeah, but do you want that guy working for you?
Okay, he just MF'd you in front of the whole. Or in front of the whole front office.
Yeah.
In front of, like, the whole baseball ops team.
It's like, sir, I like how you stood up to me. You're promoted. Like, no, I don't think that guy's going to last much longer.
I don't know, man. Yeah, like, no, I have no problem.
That's a tough one.
With moving on from him. It does speak to the dysfunction, though, like you just said.
They have,
like, how many people were saying the exact same thing under their breath the second they logged out? That's a problem.
Yeah, right.
I'll acknowledge that's an issue.
No, I know.
If you're comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But, yeah, I just... moving on from some of the holdovers of the past, I don't think is the worst thing in the world. And the text line brought this up to me earlier. They're like, oh, didn't we used to win with the old regime? Well, kind of. I mean, that guy came in 2017. They won in 2018. But I think the bigger problem is firing Dombrowski than not keeping guys like Moshe around.
I would think Mookie Betts and would be Dave a big Dombrowski factor. Have more to do with it than the scouts that were on
hand.
Than
the random scout?
Right. Yeah.
Because
did that scout also advise Chaim Bloom on who to get back in the Dodgers deal for Betts? Like, who knows? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, maybe he really liked Connor Wong.
Their track record wasn't great, right?
Good point.
Like, that 2018 team was a wagon, but they found a way to rip it apart pretty quick.
So you can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. They'll talk to the manager today at 515, Alex Cora. You're not going to want to miss it. Rafael Devers also scheduled for a press conference. We'll be reacting to that tomorrow with... Dave Fleming,
yes,
brother of Will, Giants play-by-play man. We're going to get his thoughts on what the Red Sox are getting in return for Rafi Devers tomorrow, his thoughts on the Devers press conference, and we'll do a Would You Rather Wednesday tomorrow as well.
Right.
We'll talk to you at 10.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.